Thank you for calling Local Splash. This is Stephanie. How can I help?
Hi, Stephanie. I'm having a bit of a problem with our website, with the Washington, D.C. Psychic.
Let me go ahead and pull up the account for me to assist you. I'm sorry, can you provide me with your first and last name, please?
First name is John, last name is Jace.
Thank you so much for that, John. All right, so I now have the account pulled up, and yes, how can I help you with the website?
When people are pressing the, you know, to call up to the business or to get connected, they connect to my private number. And that's very strange. They're not getting the business number, they're calling up to my private phone. This phone number, actually, that I'm calling the phone.
Oh, all right. So it should be phone number ending in 2111. Is that correct?
That is the business one. But when they press it on the website, it's coming to this one, which is 202-840-0571.
All right, let me
And my watch is fired, too. Yeah, it said the same thing, too. Whatever, I got 4 or 5 phone calls already. And they're coming to my private. That's so strange, to my private.
Sorry to hear about that. Yeah, it does show the 0571 number.
Yeah, it shouldn't show that at all, right? Yes, it's my private phone number.
All right.
Personal phone number.
So just wanted to confirm. Phone number to be listed on your website and the rest of your listings should be the phone number ending in 72111. Is that correct?
Hold on just a second. Hold on. That doesn't sound like it. Hold on. Let me double make sure. That doesn't sound like it, though.
Sure.
Just give me one second. It's 202-867-2111.
Right. Yes, that's the number we have on the account.
Yes. That's the business number. That's the number that they're supposed to get in touch with.
Got it. Thank you so much for confirming. So I will have, let me go ahead and have our team update the website. Lisa,
how did that happen, by the way? Well, never happened before. That's for all these years.
Let me see here. So, if I'm not mistaken, we just resumed or reinstated your services, and it may have been mistaken that your phone number is the phone number that's supposed to be listed online. We apologize about that. But I'll make sure that this does not happen again as well, and that the phone number ending in 2111 is going to be the one listed everywhere online.
Now, that will take immediately, though, right?
Well, I will have our team update it right now. That way you won't be receiving any phone calls on your personal phone number.
Okay, great. I appreciate that because it was weird.
Right. We apologize about that, though.
It's okay. It's okay. That was just strange. Yes.
Thank you.
I can hear you type pretty fast.
Oh, I'm sorry you have to hear that. Yeah, I actually.
You're a pretty fast typer.
I just have to relay the message to the team so that we get to have it updated right away. That way, it's going to remove your phone number or your personal phone number. Now, while waiting for a confirmation or for the changes to be applied, I would like to also check on the other listings that we have or that we're doing for you, just to make sure that only the website has your personal or your personal phone number.
Okay.
Let's see here.
Well, you know, it was weird for me. Imagine right now you going home and whoever calls up to Splash, they calling you up at home. That's strange. It was weird.
Right. And let's see. All right, yes, that is weird. Your phone number, or the phone number listed on your Google Business profile is also the phone number ending 0571. Let me just... go ahead and make sure it gets updated everywhere. And it will, the phone number listed is the 2111. I'll communicate with our back office team. Now, I just wanted to set expectations, John. Once we have the phone number updated on your Google Business profile, there may be, or Google may be requiring or asking for a re-verification on your Google Business profile.
So you're saying it's a big problem, you're saying?
I'm sorry?
Because Google makes things so hard. That's why we guys got you. You know, Google makes things unbelievable sometimes.
Right. But we're definitely going to go ahead and have it updated. And just in case, just wanted to set expectation that just in case they're going to require for a verification after the edit, then we'll definitely let you know as well.
Okay, and you guys will be hearing the verification, right?
Well, for the verification, it needs to be done by the business owner, as there will be a need to show any tools or equipment used for in the business, as well as.
Let me tell you why I'm nervous about that. Mm-hmm. One time we was off for 5 months because of that.
Oh wow.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. So what are you saying? They're going to want to verify because they're weird sometimes. We had a lot of time until we found you guys, and it took a while to, you know, for them to fix it up. And that's what I had about 4 or 5 years ago back. We had the same problem, and then I don't even know how did they get my personal number to put up on there. It's very strange. But we've been getting some weird phone calls. You know, when we get the Indian people calling up that they want us to, you have to put the... My name is James Scott, and you need some help with your Google. We say, no, we have somebody. Right after that, my wife argued with somebody earlier today, and all of a sudden this started. It was weird. Very strange. Yeah. Very strange.
It
might have been hacked or something like that. Yeah, something went on there.
Well, rest assured, though, should it need re-verification, I will definitely check on your account as well, so that after...
Now, what kind of verification they want me to do? What kind of verification you think they would want me to do?
Just, it's actually just going to be for you to record a video showing...
Really? And that's the problem, not even home. See, you understand there? That's a very strange thing. So you think that might happen?
That could possibly happen, as it's the phone number that we're going to be updating.
So wait a minute, hold on a second. So it's completely, this number is completely stuck in there right now, my phone number? Even on the Google, everything?
That is correct.
So you're telling me that I gotta, so you're telling me I should talk to my wife before we get shut down again? Because you don't want
to, well,
you don't like
you
the
don't
video.
Worry,
let me tell you
though.
Why, hon. I'll
you
tell
you
why, hon.
Don't worry, though, because when we make the changes, it's not going to suspend your Google Business profile. Your Google Business profile will still be live, mm-hmm. and the verification will only be for the edits to go through.
Then you know what happened? A lot of times they didn't like my video, and then I had to retake it. I had to retake it. So you're telling me I'm going to have
well,
to do all that.
Well, if that ever happens, you can let us know. If one time the video is not accepted, you can let us know. We will request for a live video verification. Live video verification means a verification with a live Google representative. So we're going to be in the meet with a Google representative.
So this happened when I didn't make the payment of, what was it, like 4 or 5 days I didn't make the payment, and that's what happened?
Well, actually, let me check here.
You understand what I'm saying? Is that so after 5 years, I didn't make a payment, so they, I have to, you understand what I mean?
Yes, definitely.
So that's what happened. So that was the
also,
punishment that they did. Not paying the bill for 5 days over.
It should be though, because if that's the case, I mean, let me just verify here.
Wow.
Because
you know what? I went through all the bad times. I know what's gonna. I know what's coming up now.
Mm. All right, but if I'm not mistaken, this has actually been the phone number.
I mean, it's not your fault. I'm not saying it's not your fault.
Right.
I'm just saying I know what we're gonna go through now.
But yes, I will definitely be following up personally on your account as well, just to make sure I'll be able to further assist you. And then if the verification does not go through, or if only if there's going to be a need for a re-verification.
But you know what it is. Then you might as well just leave my personal number then, and then leave it on there, then my business will be okay. You know, he said, you have no idea what Google does. Don't make it hard. They did. They always did. Happened a couple times to me. They make it hard. Oh my goodness! How could this? I wonder how does this happen? One time we were shut down for 4 or 5 months because of this.
But when you made the payment, phone number was actually not changed. We haven't really made changes to your account at all. Even since December, or let me just go back.
Yeah.
Right. So there hasn't really been a change on the phone number or any information on your listing that we made on our end. So which means that this could have been the phone number listed on your website and Google Business profile.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Okay. I guess it's all coming up then. All right. Let me go tell my wife what's going to go on. Thank you, hon.
All right. Should we proceed with updating the phone number just to confirm?
I don't know now because this could be a very big shutdown. We lost a lot of money because, you know what I mean? For me, yeah, go ahead. Change that number. It's a disaster what Google does. My goodness. Hold on. We're going to get into that one more time.
But yes, rest assured, your
so,
Google.
But when was the number changed, by the way? When did they put that number? Only, what, 2 days ago? A day ago?
No, it did not. Our team did not make any changes to the account in the past.
Then who did it? Then does anybody say who did it then?
Let me just check here. That's what I'm actually trying to check as well. Let me just confirm.
So really somebody got it, somebody else got in there and changed the account? That's what I'm saying.
Let me just check here, okay?
So that's why we've been getting all those weird phone calls. You know, where they always want money from you, and we'll fix your website. But that's why. The last 2 days, somebody must have got in there. But that's
which
why we got you guys to protect. Yeah.
This is There's actually nothing in the records that shows the phone number was changed or updated.
So then maybe we should leave it down. So what should I do? What would you think to do?
Well, technically, I mean, for now, I would suggest we can keep your phone number on the Google listing. I mean, but if you would be okay with re-verification, that's just a possibility, though.
Yeah, I got to talk to my wife about that. What happens is we did this before, and again, it's a lot of complicated things. It happened again years ago back, and we don't want to go through that again.
Right. I totally understand.
You understand? Yeah, we don't want to go through that. And so so my personal number is going to be now a business phone. That means people be calling up late at night, weird things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay, can I talk to you tomorrow about this or later or something?
Sure.
How long are you guys going to be there until?
For today, we're actually open up until 4 p.m. Pacific time. If you wish for a call back tomorrow, I sure can schedule a call with you tomorrow as well.
I'll talk to you guys tomorrow then.
All right. Do you want me to call you back tomorrow? Do you have a preferred time?
Call me up tomorrow around about, can you call back around about 12 o'clock?
Sure, definitely. I'll call you at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Okay, thank you very much.
Not a problem. Anything else that I may be able to assist you with today, John?
That'll be it. Thank you, huh?
All right. Thank you so much for your time, John. You have a great rest of the day.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.